that the last time when Irene came through, only a few people died because they didn't use common sense.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We have some people out here, they chose to walk in more than the real bad went to the top and not. So we really want people to exercise some good thinking, some common sense. We're going to do our best to keep people safe, but there's only so much the first responders can do. We're really going to make the decisions yourself.
You've got the state police, National Guard, who else have you got? How many people
do
you have?
We have thousands of them. We've got hundreds of National Guard folks through the state police, of course. We've got the Department of Transportation, DANRAC. We've got volunteers at the shelters, emergency management people, all three of our counties. So a lot of people are looking really hard.
And you're expecting some earthquake
pressures, for example. People are going to be 50 centimeters now as well. Winds can also sustain 50 miles an hour over the mountains as the winds are pretty strong.
Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to stay in the area and we'll be in touch with you and the other first responders so that you know what goes on.
Continuing coverage of Hurricane Sandy.